What's up, you guys? Welcome back and thanks for joining me. It's me, Coach Adam here, and this is Living Your Best Life. If you've been following my podcast for the last few months or since the beginning of the year, first of all, I really appreciate it. Second, my bad. I know I've been a little MIA. I didn't mean to. I just kind of took a little bit of a mental break, a little bit of a mental reset. Just kind of realign everything so that everything for the podcast is a good product for you guys as well. But again, like I said, thanks for being patient. I really appreciate you still being here. If you're still here, I don't know. I can't tell until later. So hopefully you are still here. But anyways, it did help. So I'm back. I'm gonna try to be consistent weekly. So hopefully this is the first of many episodes until the end of the year. All right. So let's just go ahead and jump back into it. Today I'm gonna talk about building better training habits. So if you're trying to accomplish a certain goal right now with your fitness, this is a good episode for you. So if you're anything like most people, like me, like your friends, like your family, like anyone you know, your January goals, especially your training goals, let's just even say your summer goals at this point, are probably either dead, fizzled out, or just, you know, you don't remember them anymore, right? You're just like, I'll just try again next year. So they're kind of barely hanging on by a thread, right? It's okay. It happens, right? Like, let's just take this podcast, for example. In January, my goal was to have an episode every single week for you guys. It was going well until about June, and then it just kind of fizzled out, right? And it wasn't anything that I planned. It wasn't anything that, like, was a bad thing, right? But it happens. And it's probably going to happen again later on. And it's going to happen with other things in my life. And it's going to happen with other things in your life too, right? But when it comes to our fitness and losing the losing our path when it comes to our goals, it's probably because for so many years, we've just taken the wrong approach with our fitness goals, right? So maybe it's just time to reevaluate what it means to set those goals and to build those habits that'll carry us farther than we've ever really gone before with our goals. Like maybe actually accomplishing them, right? Like maybe actually getting to that size in our pants or our dress that we want to get to, you know, and sometimes it's more than just willpower, right? We always talk and hear about willpower and having the willpower to get up and go do your run in the morning or go to the gym in the morning. But sometimes it's really all about your planning power, right? So if you want to go to the gym in the morning, then maybe you set up your workout clothes next to your bed so that as soon as you wake up, it's ready. You just put it on, you get up and go, right? Versus having to get up in the morning, get to your workout clothes, figure out what you're going to do. Like that takes a lot more willpower. So it's more than willpower. It's planning power. All right. So I'm going to go over a few points on how to build better training habits so you don't have to constantly stop and restart in your fitness journey. Because a lot of times when you stop and restart, you're actually restarting like 5 or 10 steps behind where you originally started. All right. So take notes, I guess. I don't know. Just listen. Let's see. Oh, there's only about 3 points here, but very detailed. So, tips for building better training habits. I think it's kind of funny, actually, that first episode back after taking a break and having a bad habit, I guess, of not recording, we're going to talk about having better habits. So let's go on this journey together. Okay. Number one. When it comes to your fitness, don't worry about what's right. Worry about what's right for you and your likes. Okay, so there's plenty of people out there, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, friends, family, relatives, who are gladly going to tell you what they think is the best way to lose weight, build muscle, move better, whatever it is when it comes to fitness, right? They all think they know what's best for you. And a lot of times, even though they're going to have good intentions because it worked for them, right? So they think, hey, if this worked for me, it's going to work for you. So they have good intentions at heart. But unless you like what they recommend for you, it's gonna be difficult to really want to do it, right? So if someone tells you, hey, you should lift weights because it's gonna help you build muscle and burn fat. Yeah, but I don't like lifting weights, so you're not gonna want to do it, right? It's the most commonly recommended form of exercise, but I know personally that not everyone likes it. Okay, so you really have to choose something that you enjoy and that you know is not going to be a drag for you to get out there and do it. All right, so whatever they say is best for you may not be what's best for you. All right, and there's so many options out there, right? Like lifting weights is great, but when it comes to lifting weights, the idea behind recommending that is that it's resistance training. Okay, so it doesn't necessarily have to be weights, right? Hiking, for example, is good resistance training, right? You're going uphill, you're going downhill, you're pushing your body weight up, and then you're carrying your body weight down. So there is some resistance training in hiking. Yoga as well. All right, so there's yoga, there's biking, you can swim. Swimming is actually really good. It's full body cardio. It's good for your respiratory system as well and your cardiovascular health because you can regulate your oxygen intake and really work on your breathing and your respiratory, your lung health. All right. There's a lot of recreational options out there: soccer, basketball. There's baseball. There's kickball, dodgeball. I actually played in a kickball league a few years ago. It was kind of fun, sort of. But I'm saying, like, there's different options for you to just get outside or get out somewhere and move. You know, my biggest recommendation to most of my clients and most people that I talk to is just get out and move for at least 30 minutes every day. And you're gonna notice a difference in 30 days. Okay. There's also rowing. If you go to a gym, there's rowing machines there. If you're into outdoor activities, wakeboarding is a really good option for you, rock climbing, kayaking. If you have a jump rope at home and you don't want to go anywhere, jump rope for 20, 30 minutes. I promise you'll be tired and you'll get a good workout. If you like to dance, there's Zumba classes. There's a lot of dancing classes available in your area. You can just kind of look up dance studios and many different classes and even private options if you're into that. Snowboarding, if you live in winter areas, you know, if you live in Southern California and San Fernando Valley or Los Angeles, maybe not an option for you. But surfing is, right? So surfing is a really good, again, full body exercise there or workout there. So another option if you live in Southern California, right? It's great to be out there, get to be out in the sun. You get that vitamin D that we talked about in last episode. So check out surfing, right? Running. Personally, I'm not going to go run if I don't have to, but running is also a good option. They have Tai Chi classes. That's actually really good for your brain as well, for your to work on your breathing and things like that. And then body weight training. If you're at home, you don't have any sort of equipment, you don't like weights, you don't want to get hurt, you just don't want to do it. Body weight training is great. Push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups. If you just do those, squats, lunges throughout the week, I promise you're gonna feel better. All right. So the most important thing to do in all this is just pick something that you know that you will enjoy and that you're gonna be consistent with. All right. And don't worry if you're losing weight and the number's not moving on the scale or if you're building muscle. The benefits are gonna show up in other areas of your life. You're gonna notice that you don't get tired going up a flight of stairs. All right. You're gonna notice that you can carry all the groceries in one trip from the car to the kitchen, right? There's just little things. Your pants are gonna fit better. You're gonna sleep better. Your skin's gonna look better. You're gonna have more energy. You're gonna be less stressed. You're gonna have more joy in your life because you're gonna feel better about yourself. Okay, so it's more about doing what's best for you and what feels good for you than what's recommended as what's best for you. Because it's not always what's best for you. Right, I like lifting weights and I like doing 45 minutes on the VersaClimber because I just like it. But I'm not going to recommend that to most people because I know that they're not going to do it consistently. So why am I going to set people up for failure? Don't set yourself up for failure. Do something you enjoy and do it consistently. All right, so the second one on here is your mind is stronger than you think. Okay, your brain controls much more than you realize. It controls your response to food, to activity. It controls your response to social interaction or anticipated stressors. So if you're dreading a training session, this is what an anticipated stressor is. If you don't like to train and your session is at 6 o'clock this evening after work, you're dreading that training session, right? You have that anticipated stressor, okay? So if you're dreading it, if you hate what you eat through the week, or you can't stand your coworkers, that's going to affect how you function, okay? Your thoughts really have an effect on how your body reacts to a stimulus, either positive or negative. So however you're feeling throughout that day about anything going on, your body's going to react to that. All right, so like, as an example, think about the last time you watched a scary movie or like a really suspenseful, like a thriller movie, right? And you're just sitting on the edge of your seat. And even though you know that it's a movie and nothing's going to happen to you, your heart rate's up, your breath is shallow, you're breathing a little more, respiratory rate is up, your blood pressure is up. And you're just sitting in your seat. You're not in that situation, right? So your brain can consciously understand that it's not real, but there's certain parts of your brain, what's called the amygdala, it doesn't shut off when it comes to threat detection, right? So it doesn't know that that threat is not real, all right? So the same thing happens in your life. Your mindset towards an event determines the benefit that you receive from it. Okay, so when it comes to training and your nutrition, your brain largely dictates the benefit based on your perception of the event. So if you don't like training, you're not going to get the same benefits out of it, right? So if you hate something, don't keep doing it, eating it, going to it, or working for it, right? Change something and start to form a positive feedback loop in your brain. All right, create those new neural pathways, like create new routes so your brain can create that enjoyment, that repetition, and that reward. Okay, so when it comes to your training and to your nutrition, find ways to enjoy that and make it enjoyable for you so that you subconsciously want to go back to it, right? So that comes back to choosing activities that you're going to enjoy so that you can easily go back to it with that enjoyment. You repeat it and you get that reward, right? And that's how you form those good habits. Okay, guys, so we're on the last one. Number three, the journey is more important than the goal. We've all heard that, but how many of us really listen to that? Okay, so if you've ever met someone at work, or you have a friend who's just finished like a really big project at work or business idea or project they had, most times they're going to mention that they're already working on their next one, right? Like, I just finished this, yeah, but I got this new deal coming and I'm already working on it. Like, I just finished this other deal last night, woke up super early to start this new one. You know, there's no rest period, there's no like just kind of reflection period or anything like that, you know? And that's because we've been sold on the idea that the finish line is more important than the race itself, right? We always say, if I can drop these last 10 pounds, I'll finally be happy. I'll finally be where I'm at, where I want to be. Or I just need a six pack and then I'll really look how I want to look. Or I'll really be able to take my shirt off at the beach and be comfortable, right? But humans don't work that way. Like our minds and our brains, they just don't work that way. There's always going to be another goal. There's always going to be another race. There's always going to be something better that we're going to want to achieve. There's always another competition. There's always someone who's better, right? And we have to learn that the destination itself isn't always better. We can't buy into that mindset that we'll be happy when we reach our destination, right? Learning to enjoy the journey is a process, and it takes time to develop those new habits. You know, I was asked a couple weeks ago by a client at the gym, Because he saw me training, and he's in college. He plays basketball. He's training for his basketball season, you know. And I told him that he's a really hard worker, and I really like to see someone like him and work so hard. Like, I can appreciate someone who works hard, right? And he saw me the next day after my workout and said, you know, essentially the same things to me. And he also said, he goes, "What's crazy though is that I'm playing basketball, so I kind of have this goal to really work hard." He's like, "Well, like, what's your goal?" And you know, of course, my goal is to maintain my fitness and you know, stay healthy and stay functional, and I can move and things like that. But you know, I don't have a goal like most people. And what I told him is, I just enjoy training, and I enjoy the steps to get to my goals, I guess, right? So I've learned to enjoy the journey of training more than what it gets me. So, you know, for you have to really find something that you like to do. If you like to hike, if you like to be in nature, hike every weekend. Enjoy it, love it, and then you'll build a habit where you don't want to miss a day or a weekend of hiking because you enjoy it so much. Right? So, and like training, it may not be the most enjoyable for you, right? Like, most people don't like to train, but building those new habits to change your body composition, your overall health, even your mental well-being, it's going to help you change how you feel about yourself. You're going to feel more confident. You're going to have more energy. You're just going to want to do more with your life because you just feel more capable of doing that, right? And just remember that when it comes to your health, it takes work, and it takes personal responsibility, self-awareness, and just acceptance of where you're at and where you need to get to. All right. So one thing I also want you to remember though is that pursuing happiness through body composition change can it's a scary road. It can lead to a lot of disappointment. Okay. So just really learn to love the process because that's what's going to make you truly happy, right? Because let's say you want to lose 15 pounds, right? And you hate every moment of getting to your 15 pound weight loss. You get to your goal, and then now what? You hated getting there. You're not going to maintain those habits, so you're going to gain that weight back, and you're also going to gain more back. Okay, so you have to enjoy the process because if you enjoy the process, you get to your 15 pounds of weight loss, you're going to continue with your habits because you enjoy it. Okay, so that's all I have for today, you guys. My first episode back after like a 2 month break. Sorry again. But anyways, if you take anything away from today's episode, don't focus so much on the end result. Okay, use it as fuel and motivation. But just remember that once you get to that goal, you're going to have another one right after it, just waiting for you. And if you haven't learned to enjoy that process, haven't learned to enjoy the growth through the process, and you haven't built those great habits, then you're going to be in for another long, arduous journey. And you don't want that. Start learning to enjoy the journey now so that everything later on in life is just an enjoyable journey and you enjoy the struggle, you enjoy the growth, because, you know, that's how we all get better. We all get better through growth, we all get better through change, and we all get better through pain. So enjoy the process, and I promise you, when you get to your results, you're going to be a lot more fulfilled and you're going to move on to the next goal in a much easier fashion. All right. And if you need any help with building good habits, I'd be more than happy to help you out. I also recommend picking up a book called Atomic Habits by James Clear. It's a really good book to kind of break down how to build better habits and how to like get rid of bad habits. And he really kind of breaks it down to make it simple and manageable so that you're not feeling like you're overhauling your whole life overnight. It's called, again, it's called Atomic Habits by James Clear. I think you can get it on Amazon or something, or audiobook or whatever. But anyways, thanks for listening, you guys. I'm really happy to be back. I really look forward to getting back to weekly series for you. So I look forward to talking to you guys next time. Have a great week. Just remember to love yourself, you guys, and go be the best version of yourself. All right? Bye.